Votes are being counted in the presidential election in Zimbabwe, with President Robert Mugabe facing a strong challenge from the leader of the opposition, Morgan Tsvangirai. A third unscheduled day of balloting ended yesterday amid charges of vote rigging by the government and intimidation and confusion at polling stations. First results are expected tomorrow. John Prendergast was Director for African Affairs at the National Security Council in the Clinton administration. He's currently with the International Crisis Group and has been monitoring the elections in Zimbabwe. The opposition says it'll challenge the results if Tsvangirai doesn't win. Is it seeking a victory in the courts that it might not get at the ballot box?
That doesn't sound like a strategy that is a winner, but it's the only strategy they got at this point. What we have here is a situation where people have turned out en masse to vote for change in Zimbabwe, but because of a series of strategies and tactics that have been employed by the government of Zimbabwe for the last year and a half, 2 years, popular will has been frustrated quite clearly. It just remains a matter of 24 hours, 36 hours before the government announces its victory, I'm quite convinced. So legal action is one strategy that that people can pursue here locally, but I think you'll also see mass action, and that may take the form of mass stayaways. It may take the form of mass demonstrations. There are debates going on right now about what people are going to do in response to a stolen election.
Well, if Mugabe wins, won't many say it was, in fact, stolen?
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen, and I think you'll have a great response from inside Zimbabwe, again, in the form of some form of mass action. And you'll have, I think, a very divided international community. You'll have some of these observer missions here that will probably whitewash the results for political expediency, and others that will say, look, it wasn't a free and fair election, it wasn't a free and fair process, and we can't validate the result. You have a split international community, and then it's anyone's guess where it goes.
The opposition says there were deliberate delays at polling stations in urban areas where its support is strongest. Is that true?
Absolutely. You know, it was a part of the government's strategy to reduce the number of urban voters, because urban voters will vote largely 80-90% in favor of MDC, of the opposition. So you had a strategy where they reduced the number of polling stations by up to 50% from the last election in urban areas, which means that you had these extraordinary lines, and they would cut, you know, they've stopped voting at certain times before thousands of people had voted. So you had fairly large-scale disenfranchisement in urban areas just on the basis of that strategy alone. They had many, many others like it.
What other irregularities did you see?
I think the most striking one is that within the last 36 hours, the government has issued new numbers on the number of rural voters in Zimbabwe. They've practically doubled those numbers. And they've said as well that there is a massive turnout in the rural areas. And we went around to many polling stations and found almost no one waiting in line in the rural areas. So you have a situation where there's going to be a great deal of ballot stuffing in rural areas and inflation of the count on behalf of ZANU-PF, on behalf of the ruling party. And so I think this is probably going to be the most important plank in their strategy of the steal. It's inflating the rural numbers and keeping the urban numbers down by frustrating the voters. That really is the essence of the victory.
John Prendergast monitored elections in Zimbabwe with the International Crisis Group.